Tonight marked the 65th year that the community has gathered to celebrate excellence in sports and community service at the Rochester Press Radio Club Day of Champions dinner. The dinner honors many local people who have excelled in athletics and community service. People such as Andre Reed, Thurman Thomas, Daryl Talley, and Steve Tasker, all guys you may have heard of.
We're having fun here. We're going to be accepting an award for the Super Bowl teams. And there's going to be a couple awards given out.
65th annual Rochester Press Radio Club Day of Champions dinner. We're very honored to be able to honor the Buffalo Bills legendary teams of the early 90s. And we've got four of the legends who played a huge role in making those teams perennial Super Bowl participants.
The further it gets into history, the more it seems like one of those, you know, legends that, you know, you ask yourself, it really did happen, you know, because it seems so unbelievable in the present day.
As players, you know, we always talk about, you know, what we accomplished going to four in a row. Obviously, we wanted to win. It would have been a better side if we would have won four in a row, or maybe just one. But, I think myself and Jim talked about this a couple of years ago, about, you know, the more that we're away from that, the years go by, people will realize how difficult it is just to get back to two.
Not very many people can stand up and say they got punched in the mouth and still stood up and fought after getting punched in the mouth four times. Not too many people are going to do that because not enough people have enough resolve to do that. And I think we had a collective group of guys that never really lost a football game. We just ran out of time. Because with the group of guys we had, we never really lost anything. We thought we could win in any way, shape, or form.
Also in attendance tonight, Russ Brandon and Mary Wilson.
We are so, so pleased tonight to have Mary Wilson here to accept the Major Hollander Award on his behalf. Please join me in welcoming Mary to the dais.
The fact that this prestigious award is presented in honor of Major Donald Hollander, a true hero who served his country by giving the greatest, the ultimate sacrifice, while trying to save his fellow soldiers, would have left Ralph both humbled and truly honored to receive this award. So on behalf of Ralph, I want to take this opportunity to sincerely thank the committee for this incredible and meaningful award and all that it represents. The great people of Rochester, for your kindness and friendship, and for Bills fans everywhere, for your support and loyalty. For all of us in the Ralph Wilson family, I want to thank the Rochester Press Radio Club for this award, and go Bills.